This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Rebel leaders bolted from today's Syria peace talks. However, the idea of establishing safe zones discussed yesterday between President Trump and the Russian leader Vladimir Putin seems to be gaining some traction. As the talking proceeds, so too does the deadly violence. Correspondent John Huddy has the latest from our Middle East newsroom.
The twisted and charred metal burned in the street of what was left of the vehicle used in a car bomb attack today in northern Syria, a country ravaged by war.
The intensive result of the bombing is 5 dead and more than 12 or 13 injured men.
The attack happened in the town of Azaz, just a few miles from the Turkish border, a region blackened by Syria's more than 6-year civil war. Today, the fourth round of peace talks this year alone, starting in Kazakhstan, attempting to reach a sustainable ceasefire, an exhaustive mission that has failed many times already. A U.S. delegation is involved in the talks, along with diplomats from Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Opposition leaders are demanding once again that Syria's government stops bombing rebel-held areas. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia and the Syrian regime would halt flights over specified zones if all sides respect a ceasefire. The talks also focus on creating so-called safe zones in Syria to ensure that a ceasefire holds. 4 zones where fighting would be stopped between government and rebel forces and monitored by international observers, allowing for the return of refugees. The civil war has resulted in the death of more than 300,000 people and the displacement of more than 11 million people. The safe zone plan has White House support.
We discussed this topic with Mr. Trump over the phone yesterday, and as far as I understand, the American administration supports the idea.
But problems have already started in the talks. Opposition leaders walked out of a meeting today protesting, they say, Russian airstrikes on civilians, an accusation that Russia denies. Well, the talks are scheduled to continue tomorrow, and another attempt to bring both sides to the table. Brett?
John Huddy and our...
Well, this is what happens, you know. War breaks things, diplomacy opens up, and you know, these are the messy details in trying to get out of this to where you can save some lives. I mean, the devastation. Gosh, you know, Scott, I remember when this first started, and we were talking, you know, a couple of thousand people had been lost, and now here we talk hundreds of thousands. This has been absolutely devastating, and we can only pray that things work out here, that the Russians, Syrians, Assad, everybody can come together in the name of peace to stop the devastation here in Syria. I mean, you continue to look at this, and you think about, you know, what echoes time and again when you think about Syria is that you hear very clearly one of the, you know, when you talk about anything in the future in terms of prophecy, you know, this is one of the things that seems to be very clear, that there will be a time when Syria will be no more. And when you look at the devastation that's taken place in that country, you wonder how much more it could possibly endure. And if this is it, you know, time will tell. I say this, you know, on today, a national day of prayer, that Americans are bowing a knee and bowing a head and turning to the God of all creation, for your great name's sake. That is the theme. I encourage you to join with others of like mind to go before the God who created all and asking for forgiveness and for healing. This is taken from Daniel 9:19, which says, O Lord, listen. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hear and act for your sake. O my God. And the National Day of Prayer today, May the 4th, 2017, with the theme For Your Great Name's Sake. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got We've got Floyd Abrams coming up next. We're going to talk about the First Amendment, the heart and soul of this country, the heart and soul of our Constitution. Incredible. So enjoy. That's coming up next.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
As my old friend used to say, you know, you better, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And maybe that's a prudent admonition for we the people and some powers to be. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. We are live. We come to you live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I've just got a text, and somebody again was asking about Broadway Bill, Bill Martinez's billboard, of course, on 42nd Street, right there with Dave and Buster's. Get a selfie. And drop an email to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And, hey, we're going to give away some T-shirts, but you got to, you know, you got to do your part. Okay, we'll do our part, T-shirts, money. You send us your selfies, and we'll post them on our website and look forward to getting those from you. So we're right there in Times Square, half a block away from where the ball drops every January the 1st. And we're really excited about it. So send us your selfies, okay? Hey, let's talk the First Amendment. That seems to be battered around, incessantly in this country today with fake news abounding and all these different avenues of speech today. No doubt the First Amendment, our First Amendment right, is in the crosshairs, and Floyd Abrams is with us. He's an award-winning legal scholar, America's best-known First Amendment lawyer, and here to talk about his new book, The Soul of the First Amendment. And I would say not only the soul of the First Amendment, I think it's intrinsically entwined in the very soul of America. Floyd Abrams, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Terrific. Thanks very much.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
It's very much... not just soul of the First Amendment. The First Amendment is, in a sense, the soul of the country as much as any other principle.
Yeah, when you think about, if there was any single differential aspect of our country versus any other country in the world, it's the First Amendment, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And what's remarkable, I think, is how different we are from other democratic countries. You know, we're not talking about the difference between the U.S. and Russia now, or Venezuela or something. The difference between, the U.S. and England, even the U.S. and Canada, in a lot of respects, is just remarkable. To take just one example, we protect what we call hate speech. You know, really sometimes bad, offensive, outrageous speech, observations, advocacy, etc. And we do it in a way which no other country has ever done or does now. Mm-hmm. So, we have people in Belgium, in England, democratic countries, who have been found to have committed crimes for advocating no more Muslims in the country, or no mm-hmm. Muslims at all,
right.
or saying stop the quote, stop the Islamification of Belgium, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sort of speech, political speech, outrageous, perhaps, and even racist, perhaps, but that sort of speech is not allowed in almost any other democratic country except ours.
But when you stifle speech, because as you know, Floyd, our language is dynamic. I mean, it's not a dead language that we live
right.
with. It's the language that's very much alive. You know, when I was a kid growing up, something that was bad was actually good. You know, oh, that's bad. You know,
yeah.
that's good. Well, wait a minute, is
sure.
it bad or is it good? I mean, you drive yourself nuts. I mean, you know, a lot of people made a lot of money just making fun of the language twist that we have. But that is real, and especially when we get new ideas that come into the culture, it takes a while for us to get our brains around it and figure out how to handle this sort of thing. I mean, right now, we're having just all kinds of very confused discussions about the transgender community. I mean, that has come to the forefront. Well, how do you talk about it? You know, you don't want to offend somebody, but you want to understand
sure.
what's going on. And but that is the nature of the process of free speech and why free speech is so important. Because otherwise, we get ourselves all tied up in knots like we had over the previous decade, where we're so afraid to talk about certain things that we couldn't even define who the enemy was.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Let me offer one distinction. The First Amendment itself, you know, limits only the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
The government's not allowed, the Congress, the president, et cetera, to punish, to keep you from saying things, et cetera, et cetera. There's another part of the First Amendment, which is not the First Amendment sort of as law, and that is what you're talking about. It's the spirit of the First mm-hmm. Amendment, where, you know, people get in trouble for or ridiculed or shut up for saying things which are thought to be disturbing or outrageous or the like. And while, look, you on your station, you can get fired for saying something perfectly rational and perfectly correct if you don't have a contract that protects
right.
you
right.
By your employer.
Mm-hmm.
The First Amendment doesn't protect you because it's not the government doing it. But that still doesn't mean that we should want to live in a society in which speech was stifled or punished or prevented simply because, you know, some people find it discomforting.
Exactly. Well, big controversy, of course, presently with Ann Coulter, insisting that she's going to go ahead and speak at Berkeley, where previously we had some radicals, oppressing free speech and doing some damage to the Berkeley campus.
Right.
So what's your position there in terms of Ann Coulter's ability? I think that in terms of what she wants to bring to the campus and to other campuses, is reasonable.
Look, it's outrageous to keep her from speaking. It's outrageous and even more so, again, because of the First Amendment, for a public university, state-sponsored, hence the First Amendment does apply, to say, you can't come here to speak at any time when students are really going to be around here. You know, you can only come during vacation time.
Right, exactly.
Or anything like that. She's going out there. It's really important that the Ann Coulters of the world, whatever political stance any of us may take,
mm-hmm.
be allowed to have their say. I mean, she was supposed to speak. I'll give another example. I'm in New York City here. She was invited by the Young Republicans at Fordham to come speak.
Right.
And the university basically said, well, we'll let her speak, but only on a panel. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that should just be unacceptable as a way of dealing with it. People who don't agree with her, people who are offended by her, and can have their say. and they can have placards, and they can heckle her even.
Mm-hmm.
But to say in one way or another, we're really not going to facilitate this. We're really
exactly.
going to try to make this go away.
Exactly. Floyd, we're going to have to stop it right here. We got to go to break. More from Floyd sure. Abrams.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it's the things that your parents taught you, your grandparents before them, the values, the important things that you want to pass on to your children and your grandchildren. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, for more than half a century, Floyd Abrams has been America's staunchest defender of the First Amendment. The award-winning lawyer has litigated landmark cases like those involving the Pentagon Papers and Citizens united. And this week, we had the release of his new book, The Soul of the First Amendment. Floyd, that is available at all the usual places, right?
It is. It is. Amazon.com, bookstores, wherever.
Well, you know, in light the timing of your book couldn't be better time in light of this ongoing discussion of the First Amendment, which is in the crosshairs right now in light of the culture, this information age we live in. You've got anybody with a microphone these days, whether it's in TV, on the Internet, can exercise their free speech. In some cases, is even evidenced with a 60 Minutes segment here a couple of weeks ago. You've got purveyors of fake news that they're more interested in just getting attention. So it doesn't matter whether or not, you know, what they're saying, if the content has any veracity or there's any facts. It's just about, you know, it's greed over substance, you know?
Yeah, and look, fake news is a, you know, is a real problem. But, you know, unless the news is libelous, you know, or otherwise violates one of our pre-existing laws, it's not something that the law can deal with. I mean, Facebook can deal with it. Google can deal with it. If the public is upset in office, I think they should be. They can put pressure on the institutions which carry fake news and ought to take a look and make decisions about whether or not to carry them. But it's also important at the same time to remember that we really don't want to entrust that role to the government, because that's what the First Amendment's about.
Right.
Is that what's real and what's fake is just not something that we're prepared to let, you know, any government agency or, you know, any government person, the president, a critic of the president, in the administration, whatever. What the First Amendment is most about is allowing speech, particularly political speech, and just letting it go out and have the public make its own judgment.
Well, and that's an excellent point, and this is the second time that we've brought this up, that the government needs to stay out of this. It has been tempted because, you know, we have the government of everything, that they believe they're the answer to all of America's ills, but our founding fathers knew that it would never be that way. And if we did, then we would violate the basic tenets of our Constitution, compromise it altogether, and boy, we'd start going down a road that would not be good for all concerned.
Absolutely. And this is, you know, we don't exaggerate. Sometimes it sounds like, you know, people are saying the end of the world is coming, the end of the world is coming. We really can't start going down that road. I mean, we really can't start saying to the government, look, why don't you have a body to decide what's real news and what's fake news, and get some good people in there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That sort of thing, or anything that imports the government into making decisions about content, truth or falsity, particularly about political, social, cultural matters of that sort. I mean, we, for better or worse, and I think it's very much for better, but for better or worse, where the First Amendment takes us is to say the government's got to stay out of that picture.
Well, exactly. I mean, we had situations where the government wanted to see the sermons of pastors across the country. I mean, to your point, right?
Yeah. And look, we know that once you give any government the power to step in here, that they tend to do it. They tend to import their own political or religious or social views into the decision making process. In fact, it's almost very hard not to. So even if they're acting in good faith, they still wind up wanting to have, you know, their enlightened view,
or
their correct view as they view it. They don't think they're acting in bad faith. That's very rare. The problem is when they think they're acting in good faith, and they become the decision maker about what can be said and what not said.
And that's the point of all this, because it's that kind of attitude that just gives more rise and credence to the division that we have in this country. I mean, at the basis of this Constitution is that we have to be united. We can't be at each other's throats like we are right now, can we?
Yeah. No, I mean, we have a real problem about that, and the solution to it can't be limiting speech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even when speech divides us, we just have to open up the airways, not just on the air, but the airways of public debate and public discussion and the like. Sometimes people listen, and sometimes people, you know, can get on the same wavelength, can come to agree, or a majority, a real majority, not a 58% to 42% majority.
Exactly. Well, and the good news in going through the hard work of connecting and communicating is, gosh, we'll be able to actually articulate a win-win solution here, and we would be all the wiser through the process, and maybe the depth of our conversation would be thicker than a bumper sticker. What do you think?
Wow.
We can only hope, right?
yeah. I try to be optimistic.
You've inspired this vision there, Floyd, so it's all your fault.
It can happen. I mean, really, things can get better in this area, but what I feel sort of more expert on is how easy it is for things to get worse.
Right.
And that's what happens when, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging, limiting the freedom of speech or of the press. That's what it's about. That's the centerpiece. That's what makes us different, more protected, safer than people anywhere else in the world. And it's really, really important to continue to enforce that, to take it seriously, and to honor it.
Exactly. Well, Floyd, my dad always said that I was the most optimist of his children. So when I read your book, I was looking at it from the other perspective. So
I'm delighted.
All right. In terms of expressions, what would be jeopardized if the First Amendment is called into question?
What would be jeopardized is that, you know, the worst is that you're on the road to a totalitarian society, you know, where really, I mean, half the world, you really can't speak out in a way that the government bars you from doing. But the worst of it is as well, it cuts back on the range of views that can be expressed. It cuts back. It limits. It can, and in the worst case, you know, sort of end the sort of freedom that has made us at our best, the sort of the jewel of the world in terms of the amount of freedom that we have to have our say.
Exactly. Well, I would say that as I have been observing over the years, is this spirit of invalidation. And as this spirit continues to give rise and credence in our conversations, I just see us going down a road of anarchy where this is, maybe down the road yet. And I don't mean to get deep and dark real quick here, but I keep seeing us getting closer and closer. Floyd Abrams, again, thank you so much for your expertise, for your wisdom over the years, and what you've shared with us in The Soul of the First Amendment, available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Floyd, thank you so much for being with us.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
With the
the recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it's the season. We're talking hurricane season. Kicks off in June. And this also is the time of year when the summer storm season is heating up, and that's why it's important to be prepared for anything that Mother Nature can throw your way. Now, joining us today is Art Aiello, storm preparedness expert and one of the top generator experts in the nation. Art, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
No, good to have you here. You know, with you, before we get into this, you know, that's one of the things you hear all the time in terms of preparedness is having a good generator available, and it's something that you need to have beforehand. You don't want to find yourself in a situation where you're in a last-minute scramble. I got to tell you, last year I experienced, being a West Coast boy now living in the East Coast, I experienced my first hurricane. And, boy, I'll tell you, you learn quick. And then you also appreciate that I could have been better prepared, you know, going into this.
Sure. That's why, you know, and you hit on an interesting point, and that is that power is becoming more and more important to people. Mm-hmm. It helps you to shelter in place. It's not a luxury anymore. It's really a necessity. And the time to prepare is well in advance of a storm because, like you said, you know, when a storm hits, you kind of go into panic mode and you're not necessarily thinking about exactly what it is you need. So we're encouraging homeowners when it comes to both their emergency preparedness plans in general as well as specific needs with regard to backup power. We're encouraging them to do it well in advance so that they make sure that they are getting exactly what it is that they need to keep their family safe and secure during an emergency.
Well, I want you to know, Art, how grateful we are, you know, for your expertise. I mean, you've been there, you've done it, you've networked with other people, you've brought together all these ideas to help us prepare. So I appreciate and I'm grateful that you're coming on today to talk about this, because, you know, it seems like, there's always more storms and dangerous weather that's coming upon us. So, let's get down to it here. What or why is it so important for us to be prepared for hurricanes and for serious summer storms?
Well, the real reason is that despite our best efforts in terms of forecasting storms, the kind of storms that have such an impact on us, whether they're hurricanes or severe summer storms, they can strike without notice. And sometimes the intensity is what is really the surprise. And so it's important to make sure that you it's hope for the best, plan for the worst, mm-hmm. and make sure that you have the right items in place to help you weather the storm. So what we typically recommend in terms of general preparedness, and many emergency preparedness experts recommend this as well, make sure that you have at least 3 days of food and water available, and don't forget about your pets. Make sure that right. they have food as well. Medication is becoming more and more important, particularly as the country ages. So whether they're over-the-counter or prescription medications, making sure that you have a three-day supply of them as well is very important. Mm-hmm. When you're putting together your emergency preparedness kit, pull together items like flashlights and spare batteries, blankets and spare clothing, a first aid kit. Make sure you also have contact information for both your friends as well, your family, as well as local authorities, so that you're not just keeping people up to date on your safety, but you're able to call for help. Exactly. If you do need help. And then, again, as I mentioned, the company I work for is Generac. We do power generation. We recommend that you have some sort of backup power supply, whether it is a portable generator or an automatic home standby generator. And in either case, it's important to plan for that well in advance of the storm, simply to make sure that you get the right unit that you need.
Yeah, what kind of investment, roughly, are we considering here, Art, for backup generators?
When you're talking about portable generators, generally speaking, you're talking about several hundred dollars. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about home standby generators, you're talking about several thousand dollars. And, it's important to remember that, particularly with an automatic home standby generator, there are many benefits to it in that it operates automatically. It turns on and off automatically depending upon the availability of utility power. It will run indefinitely because it runs off of your home's natural gas or propane fuel supply. But it is not a do-it-yourself project. It is something that it connects directly into your home's electrical system. It delivers the power to your home's electrical system just like the local utility does. And so you really require at a minimum a professional electrician to do the installation. Our company actually has dealers, authorized dealers across the country who are especially trained in doing the installation. But like any home improvement project, it requires time. So time and planning. And right. It's not something that you can do when the storm is on the horizon. It's something you really need to do in advance. And again, if that is the tool that you need to keep your family safe, it's important to think about it now.
Well, Art, as they say, when it comes to these storms and hurricanes and things that can come upon us so quickly, I mean, what it really comes down to and what we've learned, we look back and I think of those pictures that we saw about the disaster with Katrina, is it really brought to the front self-responsibility? If you're hoping that the government and other emergency personnel, I mean, though they're doing everything they can, it's only so much that they can do. And by being self-responsible, you're giving yourself time. And in emergencies like this, time is precious, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I had mentioned earlier about sheltering in place, hence the need for 3 days of food and water. And like you said, the local authorities, they so many communities, they have emergency preparedness plans in place, and they practice those emergency preparedness plans. But like you said, there are only so many of them, and they can only work as quickly as they can, which is why it's important that you prepare to be able to shelter in place for several days, so that you can so that if if it takes a while for authorities to get to you, you can you can keep your family safe and secure, and that's what's really important.
Well, let's talk about the generator technology. It has improved quite a bit. I mean, it's almost like every year you see new advances. You go, wow, this is really cool. I mean, this is you guys are getting better and better with generator technology.
Absolutely. I mean, we continue to innovate, and innovations are the automatic home standby front. You may have heard of the Internet of Things, and that is appliances that are becoming increasingly connected to their users and homeowners, and generators are really no exception. So what we have is we have technology in place that allows homeowners to wirelessly through their smartphone or through a web connection to know exactly the status of their generator at any given time, whether it is currently running, whether it has been running in the past, if it needs maintenance, those types of things. We also have technology in place for those people who are running off of a propane tank. We have technology in place that allows them to wirelessly monitor that fuel level so that if they need to schedule a fuel delivery, they can do that.
Well, that's excellent. So, again, just kind of as a summary here, Art, what are the key things that are most important for people in getting prepared?
Really sit down now before severe summer storms come together. Determine what you need in your emergency preparedness kit and begin to think now and do research into what you need in terms of backup power. There is no one-size-fits-all option. And if you go to our website, www.generac.com, you'll see all of the options that are available to you as well as a lot of information on how to prepare for severe storms.
Well, good stuff. Art Aiello, thank you so much for being with us as we get ready for these summer storms that are coming up. Hurricanes also just around the corner, and we got some great ideas. And, again, the website that they can go to for more information, Art?
Our website is www.generac.com.
Art Aiello, expert in hurricane preparation as well as emergency backup power solutions for homeowners and business.
Life insurance. Call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, everything you thought about the Beltway, I wish I could put it in other words, but it's true. And it could possibly be worse than you even think. Lavish parties, committee chairmanships for sale, pay-to-play corruption, backroom arm-twisting, votes on major legislation, going to the highest bidder. This is what Congressman Ken Buck is blowing the whistle on. The real-life house of cards that our nation's capital, in his oncoming book, his book that is now released, I should say, Drain the Swamp, How Washington Corruption is Worse Than You Think. Congressman Buck, thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Congressman, as I said, you're my new hero. Anybody who's willing to come to the forefront out of the shadows, not since Tom Coburn, have we had somebody with your kind of courage. You entered Congress, elected in 2014, one of the largest Republican freshman classes ever, and you were quickly met with reality. And the reality is that not only did were the people being misrepresented, but we needed help quickly.
That's absolutely right. It was an eye-opener when I got there. Even though I knew things weren't working well, it was still an eye-opener to learn the specifics.
Mm-hmm. Give our audience, so they understand, you know, your background, so what you were bringing to D.C. in terms of your experience.
I was a prosecutor. I got out of law school. I actually went to work for Congressman Dick Cheney on the Iran-Contra investigation, and then went to the Department of Justice and was a prosecutor in D.C. and in Denver, Colorado. Became the chief of the criminal division after a few years in Denver. Left and ran for district attorney in Northern Colorado, and I was served as district attorney for 10 years before I ran and won the congressional seat.
Congressman Buck, what motivated you to, you know, get on the playing field of national politics?
Well, I really, as I looked at the situation in this country, I don't think we have that many more years before we go off the fiscal cliff. And my number one issue is spending and debt. And I just feel very strongly that we need to get people back there that will make the hard decisions so that we can avoid the effects of this $20 trillion of debt and growing.
Yeah. Well, in your book, Drain the Swamp, How Washington Corruption is Worse Than You Think, you didn't hold anything back. There isn't any sacred cows here. You name names.
Absolutely. I think it's really important that the American people understand exactly what is going on in D.C. and then the solutions that I propose, because it's not going to be solved by a group of people that go back to D.C. And get very comfortable. It's going to be solved by Americans demanding solutions and working on those solutions.
Well, it's supposed to be a government of, for, by, we the people, we keep saying on this show, Congressman, and the people have subordinated their power and authority, and this is why the elites have been running amok for all these decades, and there's no question, it's kind of like finding yourself obese one day. It didn't happen overnight, it was a process, and it's going to take a process again to get us back on track, isn't it?
It is, and I would say that the federal government is morbidly obese at this point, and it's really going to take more than just diet and exercise. It's going to take some very hard work by a lot of people.
Are you encouraged to the fact that we have a businessman in the Oval Office? This is something I've been calling for a long time, is that we needed some business acumen brought into the Oval Office. Everybody looks for perfect in that, but I don't want to argue perfection, but I want to argue at least an idea of understanding some pragmatic principles that need to be applied to our government. And I see where people are starting to run a little bit scared because it's not business as usual on the Beltway.
Yeah, I think this having an outsider come into D.C. is a real benefit for Washington, D.C. And I think that Donald Trump has done a great job for conservatives with his Supreme Court pick, Neil Gorsuch. Mm-hmm. I think that Justice Gorsuch is going to be great for America. I think that we're very fortunate with the cabinet that President Trump picked. I think he's issued a number of great executive orders. Mm-hmm. Draining the swamp is a little bit different, and it's going to take more time and more perseverance on his part, and we'll just see down the road how well that gets done.
Well, as we progress, and I use that word in the traditional sense, toward draining the swamp, with each step toward that end, then more people will be encouraged. This will increase the level of courage that's necessary to do this, because like you say, these reindeer games that are played on the Beltway have been well established. If you're not invited to the right cocktail parties, you don't know the secret handshake, I say the Dakota ring and all that stuff that goes along with it, you can be the odd man out, and you're putting yourself at risk here by doing just that and calling out people, putting it on the line, letting the constituency, we the people, know what is happening, what's happening behind those dark doors in D.C.
Yeah, I think it's just essential to make sure people understand what's going on, so they understand the necessity for working on the solutions.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people want to point to Democrats or Republicans as being the problem. I say we need to point to the man in the mirror. I mean, this is a government of and for by we the people, which means that we're responsible. What's happening? We can't blame Congress for these problems. I mean, we've kind of let them run amok without accountability, haven't we?
Yes and no. I think we can blame Congress. We should blame Congress, and we should do something about it. And we should really, I devote a chapter in the book to the crisis in character that we have. Too often in Congress, we spend a lot of time figuring out how to avoid taking the tough votes rather than how to solve the problem. And if we sent people to Congress that wanted to take the tough votes and understood the ramifications, they may not last 30 years. They may not last 10 years. But the country is going to be better off for it. I think that's really important. But you're absolutely right. It starts with each individual voter taking responsibility for who they send to represent them in Washington.
Exactly. Well, Congressman, I mean, you've been there now, you're going on your third year, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so you first get in there, your eyes are wide open, you're kind of shocked at what's going on. When did you hit the tipping point on this and you said, you know, I have got to write a book?
It was pretty early on. During orientation, it was amazing to me the receptions at parties and sort of the whining and dining that went on. And then I realized after I was sworn in, that there's really two paths to take in Washington, and it's made very clear to Congressman Berry early on. You can play the game and get along and live a very comfortable life, or you can vote your conscience, vote for America's long-term interests, and there will be consequences. And when I saw that, I realized I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going to get along here. And I'm not going to be working towards a chairmanship or a leadership position. I'm going to have to go this other route. And part of that other route for me was writing a book and making sure that people understood that if we don't act in the grassroots America, we are not going to change the system.
Did it bother you when you started realizing the amount of, let's say, plus money that, and I don't want to say necessarily that is earned, but the money that goes to congressmen and senators to where they come in at a certain level of net worth and leave with a multiple number of net worth? Did you start to see that?
I certainly read the stories about Harry Reid, and he lived on, you know, whatever it is, $190,000. I'm not sure what a senator makes, but it's in that ballpark, mm-hmm. and lives in a penthouse in the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C. It was outrageous rent when I looked for a 500-square-foot little apartment and trying to figure out how someone can live in a penthouse. So certainly there are members of Congress who have lined their own pockets with insider trading deals and other ways, but the other side of that coin, there are more than 100 members of the United States House who live in their offices because they have kids going to college and they're trying to save money, and Speaker John Boehner is one of those. And so there really is a number of people who refuse to go that way and are on the other side, struggling to make ends meet on the salary and maintaining a home in the district and a home in D.C.
Well, Congressman, again, we thank you for the time. Appreciate you coming on the show to talk about your book, Drain the Swamp, How Washington Corruption is Worse Than You Think. Congressman Ken Buck is with us. One final question, sir. What can readers do, the readers of your book, do to help drain the swamp and join forces with you?
Well, one of the things I think is really important is to understand the problem, and I sort of do my best to outline the problem in the first 10 chapters, 11 chapters of the book. Then I talk about things that people should be talking to their congressmen about. We should not have a pay-to-play system for committee chairmanship and committee assignments, and so we should make that unethical. We should have a constitutional convention of the states to amend our constitution and have term limits and a balanced budget amendment. So there are very specific goals in the last couple of chapters and strategies for how to make this a better country and avoid the downside that we're facing.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate the book and the vision, and we wish you all the best. Congressman Ken Buck, Republican from Windsor, representing Colorado's 4th Congressional District. He was first elected to Congress November the 4th, 2014, currently serving his second term in the U.S. House of Representatives. He serves on the House Judiciary Committee and the House Committee on Rules. Thank you so much, Congressman. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Lifetime Great.